AP News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump has announced Project Freedom to help ships leave the Strait of Hormuz starting today. He says the project aims to assist neutral and innocent countries affected by the Iran war. Iran has rejected it. Many oil tankers and other ships have been unable to get through the waterway during the Iran war. Meanwhile, the British military says two ships around the strait were attacked yesterday. In other news, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on what authorities have concluded following last weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner attack.
Authorities have determined that buckshot from the gun of the man charged with trying to storm the White House Correspondents' Association dinner in an attempt to kill President Trump struck a Secret Service agent. That word comes from the federal prosecutor overseeing the investigation. Last week, Jeanine Pirro said there was no evidence the agent was hit by friendly fire during the incident at the Washington Hotel on April 25th. But the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia went beyond that Sunday, saying a shot from Cole Allen's weapons hit the officer's bullet-resistant vest. That officer survived. Allen was injured during the attack but was not shot. I'm Julie Walker.
In Oklahoma, police say at least 12 people were taken to hospitals after a shooting during a party along a lake in Edmond. There were no immediate reports of deaths or suspects in custody. The Republican governors of Alabama and Tennessee called legislators into session to draw new congressional districts. This follows a U.S. Supreme Court decision that removed one of the few remaining limits on partisan gerrymandering. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is hospitalized in critical condition. This is AP News. This year's fastest 2 minutes in sports was viewed by a record audience over the weekend.
Golden Tempo's victory in Saturday's 152nd running of the Kentucky Derby averaged 19.6 million viewers on NBC and Peacock. It was the most viewed run for the Roses since Nielsen began tracking average audiences in 1988. According to preliminary data from Nielsen and Adobe Analytics, the audience peaked at 24.4 million. Jose Ortiz rallied Golden Temple from 12th as they approached the stretch to win by a neck over Renegade. The win made Cherie DeVoe the first woman to train a Kentucky Derby winner. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
About 1,500 Beagles are getting new lives after two organizations negotiated a confidential agreement to purchase the dogs from Ridgeland Farms, a research facility in Wisconsin. More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.